Editor's note. Mr. DeVost writes in response to the Beta Day story O Canada called, Cultural Genocide. Won't be played at school board meetings. The Calendar Legion responds to recent media attention surrounding O Canada. The Royal Canadian Legion starts every general membership meeting with the singing of the national anthem, O Canada. It is also played at local cenotaphs during Remembrance Day, National Peacekeeper Day, and other honorary functions. Our mission is to serve veterans, including serving military and RCMP members and their families, to promote remembrance, and to serve our communities and our country. The Legion understands the importance of honoring past sacrifices and acknowledging the courage of those who served and still serve today. The Legion helps Canadians to honor and remember. Veterans served to protect the rights and freedoms we enjoy today, and the Royal Canadian Legion is committed to ensuring they receive the care and supports they deserve. O Canada is the national anthem of Canada. O Canada had served as a de facto national anthem since 1939, officially becoming the country's national anthem in 1980 when Canada's National Anthem Act received royal assent and became effective on July 1 as part of that year's Dominion Day, today's Canada Day, celebrations. O Canada is routinely played before sporting events involving Canadian teams. Singers at such public events often mix English and French lyrics to represent Canada's linguistic duality. Other linguistic variations have also been performed. A few examples. During the opening ceremonies of the 1988 Winter Olympics in Calgary, O Canada was sung in the Southern Tutchuan language by Yukon native Daniel Thielen. At a National Hockey League, NHL, game in Calgary, in February 2007, Cree singer Akina Shirt became the first person ever to perform, O Canada, in the Cree language at such an event. Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, the National Basketball Association, and the NHL all require venues to perform both the Canadian and American national anthems at games that involve teams from both countries, including All-Star Games, with the away team's anthem being performed first, followed by the host country. Presently, provincial regulations and policies in Manitoba, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Ontario and Prince Edward Island mandate the national anthem to be played daily in public elementary and secondary schools. Calendar Legion President Ron DeVost stated, "The Legion supports the Canadian flag and the national anthem." He added, "Legion members and veterans stand proudly and salute our anthem." Ron DeVost, President, Royal Canadian Legion Branch 445, Calendar, on.